tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and thank you for tuning in to the South Park After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Again, this is not the episode, so if you're going to comment telling us to score ourselves because this is not the episode, well, we just told you it's not the episode. Go ahead and join us, hit that like button, and leave us a comment. We are talking about Season 19, Episode 8, entitled Sponsored Content. I'm your host, Stephen Lemieux. You can find me on Twitter, at Stephen Lemieux. Joining me today are, of course, my co-hosts, as usual. We have Christy Olsen.
Hello.
Follow her at Christy Reports and Phil Svitek.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
We also have a very special guest host, the host of Wildlife Docs on ABC. We have Rachel Reinstra here with us today. She loves South Park, and she is here to talk sponsored content.
Hey, and ironically, I'm wearing sponsored content.
She's an ad.
I am an ad for the show that I host.
No, I would argue it's a little bit different because this is a show that you work on. This is a show that you're proud of.
Yeah.
This isn't like, you're not saying, hey, use this toothpaste.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But it is. It's a company that's paying me to work. Yeah, I guess not.
Do you care about the show?
I do.
Okay, then it's not
okay, that's the line.
So, yeah. Wait. Now, if we want to talk about the show, I think the little girl cared.
I don't know if she cared because she was an ad in herself. You know,
right.
She wasn't an actual human being caring about how much money you can save on car insurance by switching to Geico because 10 of an out
Did
of 10...
Did you just get paid for that?
I didn't.
That's a missed opportunity right there.
I know, it was. Geico, where's my briefcase of $26 million? So this is an interesting episode. We get a lot of development in the storyline of based on last week's cliffhanger of what the hell was Lindsay doing with PC Principal on the swing and why was he getting a text message on his phone of the picture. So we open up with PC Principal yelling throughout the school, just going on a tirade about who's the asshole who did this, who did it, and he's talking about a paper that uses the word retarded. And just like in true Trey Parker and Matt Stone fashion, the best way to write this in is to use Jimmy, who's a disabled child, as the person who put it in the paper.
Well, because it was, whoever this is, I will break his legs.
Oh my gosh, so funny. And then they bring in, those are two of my favorite characters. Jimmy and Kevin?
Is it Kevin?
I think it's Kevin.
No, you're talking about Nathan?
I like apples and bananas. I like apples and bananas.
He was so evil
and so good.
The Wacky Races episode of South Park with Nathan and Mimsy. Oh my God.
That's a good one. Yeah, anytime Nathan shows up, he's been, there's kind of, there was the Olympics one, then there was the intervention one, and then, yes, the Wacky Races, and
so
now
good.
This one.
What do we think about the word retarded? Like, when I saw this episode, I kind of went, okay, this, they always skate on thin ice in that way, but they can do and say anything. So.
I think, right, they get away with it.
I think the thing that people, what this episode really shined with is it's not the people who are offended by the words that are speaking out.
Right.
And I think that's what is so funny about the PC fraternity, is that they're all people who are campaigning for other people's rights who aren't necessarily offended by the word. Because literally, Jimmy could technically be offended by the word because he is of a disabled class in high school.
Yeah.
So kids could call him that, even though it
handicapped.
Has no bearing.
He prefers handicapped.
He doesn't like special ed. Handicapped. So I think words only offend people if they offend people. I don't think PC Principal should be offended by the word retarded if it doesn't necessarily correlate to him. He's fighting for somebody else's cause who doesn't necessarily need the cause fought for.
And then it ends up that the cause is basically being made fun of. He's like, oh, now we're the victims. They're making fun of us for being the PC people.
But the whole cafeteria thing.
Yeah.
The cafeteria thing. It's retarded.
Getting so specific about certain words. I think sometimes we focus so much on that we forget the whole context. I joke around with my friend all the time, but all of a sudden I can't say retarded. I can't say that word, the R word, you know, because, and I'm serious, he said his cousin is handicapped, so mentally handicapped. So all of a sudden we're joking around, but all of a sudden Whoa. You know, don't say that. And it's always...
Don't worry, in 40 years, they'll watch this video and me, Phil, and Christy will all be fired. Right. So you know what? I mean, that's...
Oh, no, that happened last week.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, what's the fine line where I think that word in the English language has sort of changed to not really...
Go back to the episode of the South Park with fags.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was thinking.
If you really want context on this discussion, it's the episode where they talk about fags, where the kids are calling people fags. And the gay people are really upset by it until they're like, wait, so it's okay to be gay? Yeah, you're not a fag at all. Then who is it? It's those fags on motorcycles running through the city going super... Like, it expressed how words have changed. They also battled this with that N-word guy.
Yeah.
And they made fun of the community's baffling sense of, it's not okay to say this because it affects these people, but it's okay to say this because it affects these. And they ban the word N-word guy, but they don't ban the N-word.
Right.
They've always had this kind of underlying theme of, how do words really fit in today's society?
Because it's constantly changing. Making fun of people taking things so seriously, making fun of people who get offended so easily that they take it to the extreme, where all of a sudden, I love that the scene in this specific episode where he's with his wife and he just had that party and it was like a bender and he's like completely hungover and she's like, he or she? And he's like, what do you call her, a bigot?
Because that was a microaggression.
That's it, a microaggression. That's the best ever. A microaggression and a bigot.
That was possibly my favorite scene of the episode. This is exactly what's going on right now. Is you have the colleges, these people aren't taking on this social justice movement because they give a crap about it. They're crushing puss.
Oh my god, that's the best.
They're puss crushing.
He just got so uncomfortable.
I was telling Christy before the episode, I want these consent forms. Like South Park should put it on there.
Consent forms. Yes. Well, it was so funny.
There's an app. Somebody made an app.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a consensual app where you have to consent before you do anything.
Oh my gosh, that's so... And then he had to have a different form because...
Interesting.
You need a different form.
It's so... But you know what? I don't think about... You know, when I was in college, we didn't think about any of that stuff. But I know they're making fun of it. But do they really have apps? Do they really have forms that you have to fill out, like, as a female, or just to cover yourself as a guy?
There are frats in the United States today that require it. And the reason being is because there's been so many. Oh, we first had the Rolling Stone reporting on a completely false gang rape case where the journalism had no journalistic integrity, but they decided, hey, let's just make this front page news all over the United States. And we go back to as far as the Duke lacrosse players with Nifong and all that stuff, where there was no evidence whatsoever, but they just took a stripper's word for it and almost ruined the careers of every single lacrosse player when they weren't even in the same state and she named them as being in the room that night.
That would be really scary.
There's tons of these cases where fraternities, with rape, it's guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
No matter what the circumstances are, I'm not saying whether you did it or didn't, you're guilty until proven innocent. And your image is damaged beyond repair, no matter what.
And that they called it a hot Cosby.
Oh my god, the hot Cosby.
Oh my god.
I can't.
Oh
but
my god.
When you're dealing with this, the fraternities to battle this are making it so they need these consent forms because they're protecting their own ass. Because if one brother gets even a false or truthful rape claim,
there goes your funding.
The funding for the entire fraternity's down. Mm-hmm. People are marked as accomplices. They're completely marked as character witnesses that. Then they're dragged into it. Their name's dragged through the mud, and then it's just the whole thing. They can't graduate college. They can't find a job because...
Are you talking about yourself? Because you seem really worked up.
I think
this is a safe place where
I'm
you can tell
Carolina.
Us if this happened to
I'm
your
from North
friend.
Carolina. I live 10 minutes away from Duke campus, and I knew some of the people.
I knew there was a personal connection. I knew this wasn't about South Park anymore.
I was like, this is getting real. I also care about journalistic integrity, and I hate the imbalance and inequality in the law system when it comes to things like this.
Yeah.
But... they just did it so well in this episode, as well as these social justice warriors bullying people until they become the ones that are bullied. It's so funny when Randy's wife, what's his wife's name?
Sharon
is saying, like, you're just literally acting like you care about these things just so you can wait for somebody to say something that micro offends you so you can call them out on it. Whatever he or she says, like, that's a microaggression.
What was it? Did you write it down? Because I wanted to write it down.
Not just that it was the he or she thing.
Yeah, Sharon, but it's called a microaggression.
Sharon, you're a bigot.
Microaggression.
You're a bigot, Sharon.
But what I like is that they're not only kind of dissecting it, but they've basically built the American dream. We have a Whole Foods now, and just like, what in today's society is a standard of high or upper middle class living?
People are listening to the way other people are talking. We're in heaven, Sharon.
This
is paradise. We have a Whole Foods. There's, you know, what do you say? That
shitty pot town.
Well, the whole town has become the United States. The town of South Park is a microcosm of United States because you have all of the people who are lulled into this false sense of everything's great, even though they're censoring themselves just to fit in. They're censoring themselves to attain this while they might not all be happy. They think that just because they censor themselves, everybody should censor themselves and nobody should be offensive and nobody should say anything that's a microaggression at all.
Right.
I loved when PC Pincer was like, I committed one microaggression. That's just one, bro. Just one microaggression. This isn't enough for them to throw me down. But at the same time, they're censoring the newspaper because they don't want the newspaper to say anything offensive, even though it has to do with somebody's direct opinion. It's a direct quote and it's a op-ed piece from a student.
Yeah.
Which you need in the newspapers. But then you have, I think it was Kansas, where one of the newspaper's writers were fired because they had put in the newspaper a direct quote from somebody with the N-word.
Oh, really? Oh, and that was a direct quote?
It was a direct quote.
That's really weird.
Was this a school newspaper?
No, it wasn't even a school newspaper. It was an actual newspaper. But because the N-word was in the direct quote, the person was fired. Not even the person who did the interview, because they weren't a part of the paper. The person who published it in the paper. Because the paper was afraid of the circumstances behind...
Being associated. At that point, are you supposed to, you know, spell it out without one word? You know, kind of like a swear word?
Right, like a line.
I think it was, like, stars. I don't think it was even spelled out. I think it's just...
That's even worse.
No,
yeah, that's
what then there's no.
That's what we've come to.
Then you can't report
censorship
anything.
Of the press for the sake of safety. The more safety you get, the more your freedoms disappear.
But that has to do, kind of, I think, too, with having a scapegoat, someone to blame when a newspaper or anyone does something wrong, and it's like, oh no, you're right. You're right. We shouldn't have done that, and we're definitely going to get rid of the person who was responsible.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to get so much crap for this, but let's take Paris. Right, I'm opening up a huge can of worms.
What happened in Paris?
Oh, God.
Let's look it up. But the fact of the matter is, people cite 9/11 as a wake-up call. But it's only a wake-up call insofar as you stay awake, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody really takes responsibility for it. Yes, people want governments to kind of step in and whatever else. But at the end of the day, if you really care about Paris, do something beyond just... Oh yeah, totally. I
changed my Facebook profile picture, guys. I support Paris.
I feel like you did something.
Yeah. Now I feel lame that I did that because I was one of the first people. I was like, this is so cool. This says a lot without saying a lot.
And without having to donate any money.
Having to do anything with money, without having to be like, all go America, America. You know, and then all of a sudden everybody, and I was like, I'm so lame. And now I just feel like, well, just because, you know.
And you can't delete that.
No, all of a sudden it's like you're standing up for the kid that got beat up, and then the guy that got beat up, it just nuked an entire country. You're like, oh, I liked him, but whoa, I didn't know you were going to do that. I didn't know you were going to send 20 fighter jets. You're going to kill a lot of people. I mean, you get 150, 20 fighter jets dropping bombs in Syria on lots and lots of innocent people. It's not, they're not hanging out right there. There's not a target where they can drop the bomb.
You can't just take all the good people out of a country, leave the bad, and destroy it. It doesn't work that way.
No.
But, yeah.
This can get, like, South Park is one of the funniest shows, and this can get so serious so fast because they cover such serious topics.
Mm-hmm.
And in a really unique way because they're covering it. Somehow I'm still laughing. And I was like, how am I going to laugh about Syrians? And they did it. Like, they
You know what I think would be a fairly accurate portrayal of today's media if South Park covered anything to do with the Paris attacks? They could have... Let's say 500 people are killed in the world of South Park and murdered by a terrorist or whoever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even matter if they try to point fingers. The next day, everyone in the town is talking about Kim Kardashian's new baby. Yeah. That's what it was, though.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we had over...
No,
I think,
we were, I, don't you think? I thought it was every. I mean, I thought it was. Yeah, I mean, it was trending.
It lingered
for like a day.
Yeah.
123 people were killed in Paris. I think it was 160 were injured.
I think in the 400 range.
In the 400? Okay, I thought it was combined 400.
How dare you belittle.
Right, I was just going to say. 400.
How dare you?
400, now I
that
care.
That was a microaggression.
Oh my God, it was. In that same day, in Kenya, over 100 students were murdered. In Beirut, 120 people were blown up. In Japan, there was an earthquake that killed about 1,000 people.
So we missed all those stories.
Yeah, it's like you have
it's kind
of
like Farrah Fawcett dying on the day Michael Jackson dies. Like, she totally got...
She got screwed.
She got screwed so bad. She's like, I'll be over here. I'm just going to sneak this one in. I mean, it's so, because that would have been huge for weeks, but she died the same day Michael Jackson. So to your point, when you say all these other things happened and we were just focused on the Paris thing, very true. But also, one of my pet peeves, if you tilt that too far, is, okay, so then don't cover anything. Because I remember when the whole Cecil thing, and, you know, and I love animals, obviously, Wildlife Docs on Saturdays on ABC at 10:30 a.m. It's basically, your attention is on something for a minute. For example, poaching or whatever that is, bombing. And then people would either support it or go, oh, yeah? Yeah, Cecil died? Well, you want to know how many murders there were today other than a lion? And I'm like, it still matters that this animal was killed and what it represents. So it's sort of like the Paris thing. Okay, so this thing happens. The bombing happens. Well, yeah, what about all the other people that died? That still sucks. But I can only watch one station at a time.
Right.
And that, and I do think that it makes us aware that we care so much more about America or anything, the Western world, and I think Paris is
a country
part of
that won World War II with us,
I think,
as opposed to Japan.
True. Yeah. I think what's upsetting about the Cecil thing is that people, and it goes to show that people just don't do their research. The people were angry because Cecil the lion was killed. They weren't angry because a lion was killed. Because in that situation, what that man paid for was the right to hunt a lion in this reserve. He lured Cecil out of the safe reserve into that so he could kill it. And that's what was completely wrong in the situation. That's why the government officials were pissed off. That's why everyone was pissed off. But for him to kill a lion, nobody would have been mad because he paid the $400,000 you pay to go hunting in Africa goes towards saving the rest of the animals and being able to breed them and actually pay them.
I can't talk about this.
I disagree with that.
The next thing I'm going to say is that all the people that are sitting there being mad about it are eating their cheeseburgers while they're tweeting
about
it.
They don't understand it.
Right. And to your point, whether it's poaching or it's something like the World War III that we might be entering right now, whatever it is, it's... And what you were saying too. Let's focus on what we can do. So when people were saying the Cecil thing, and then they were, and all of a sudden I had people like saying I don't care about abortion because I'm standing up for illegal poaching. Like Cecil died. I'm making a statement about animals that are going extinct because of rich assholes who go over there. And you know what? I get so mad about this, but ultimately, what can you do, right? Rather than post something on your Facebook or change your Facebook profile, I was Cecil the Lion profile picture for a while, and I thought, this is stupid. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut the hell up and do something for an animal. If I love animals so much, then why am I sitting here complaining about something that's going to happen anyway? People are still going to do it. So I got a hold of there's so many volunteer organizations. There's so many things you could be a part of. So I signed up for a fund, and now I'm on the board of this conservation fund, and I can do stuff. I can do things. Mm-hmm. So whenever somebody says something and they get upset, I said,
did you do anything?
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing? Really? For?
Because honestly, if the money of people who supported the animals outweighed the money of these rich assholes who wanted to kill them, they would never be killed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And the people there, the local villages, they're so poor, they'll take money for anything. Mm-hmm. And so, there's so many things that we can do, but we're focused on the drama. I think so much of society, which is why there's South Park. Because when there's drama, there's comedy.
Yeah.
Because behind every drama is the comedy.
To kind of bring it back full circle, talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad that she's getting awards. And just last week, some guy whose wife had been honored after 9/11 sent her award back to Cosmo because they honored Caitlyn Jenner as one of the women of the year or whatever it was.
That I actually disagreed with.
And you disagreed with that she was honored?
No, I disagree with that he gave the award back. I feel like you can't, you shouldn't be
able
to...
She gave the award back.
No, she was awarded the award posthumously. Mm-hmm. She died in 9/11. Her husband gave the award back.
Whoa. I'm thinking Caitlyn.
Oh, no.
Caitlyn didn't die. She just got a
husband gave his police officer wife's Arthur Ashe Award
Caitlyn
back.
Caitlyn Jenner gave the woman award back.
No.
Ah, that would have been so great. Okay, I got to go.
Different story. Totally different meaning.
Where did how did that happen?
I just don't think you should be able to give somebody else's award back if it was awarded posthumously. You can disagree with it, but if
you
I
should
was...
be able to give it back? Or...
I don't think you can make that decision for somebody who isn't awarded something post their death.
Oh, okay. So you're standing for them.
I'm saying he shouldn't make a political statement using the award that was given to his dead wife for his own means like that. It's not his place to say her opinion. It's not his place to make her memory about anti-Caitlyn Jenner as it was something else.
Because
now anyone who searches that is going to find this. They're not going to find out what kind of woman his wife was. Mm-hmm. They're going to find out that he gave an award back because he disagrees with Caitlyn Jenner. I think
that's
disrespectful to
remember. Yeah, but he's using that.
Let's go back to South Park, guys. That was a little bit of a tangent. But, you know, everything leads into
everything.
Each other.
South Park covers. What did we cover in this episode? Let's think about all the topics, okay? We've covered...
Fuck them all to death.
Ready to go. So the Syrians. We covered the Syrians. We've covered the PC stuff. We covered Caitlyn Jenner. We covered the debates. Oh, that was a good impersonation of Hillary, too. I thought that was really funny. It's hard looking at you. I think we can all agree on that.
But Garrison's such a good Trump. He's such a good Trump because he does... It's the same antics. It's... Our plan is this very vague, let's fuck them all to death. It's just a very vague plan. It's not specific or anything. And then Hillary is just...
fuck them all to death. They're all...
Hillary's just Hillary. She's not fun to look at, and she's just
and
boring
she's
to listen to.
And she's kind of just going down the middle of the road. I was curious as to how they were going to portray her. And she kind of just going down the middle of the road going, well, I think it's very important that we make sure that the government... You know, and then...
Well, let me ask you something. You're lost in a forest, right? You're lost in a forest. You got about 100 people with you. And you got two people who are in the front of this group deciding something. You ask one of them, should we go left or right? And they say, we should go left. And you ask the other one who says, should we go left or right? And they say, maybe. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to the left. And that's why so many people are supporting Trump right now. Because nobody else is giving a clear direction. No matter how bad his direction is, it's a direction. And that's why people are doing it. And we're not going to get into that conversation. But if you want the logic behind it, that's what it is. Yeah. People want a straight answer, and politics are very good at avoiding a straight answer.
And he's got enough money where he doesn't have to worry about people funding him, so he can say whatever he wants to say, because I'm going to be okay. So many of us are controlled by larger corporations or whoever is giving us our paycheck, so we're afraid to say certain things because, I don't want to get fired. Like, that's constantly in the back of so many people's head. I don't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I keep doing this today. I'm doing that a lot.
You know what we're constantly in control of as well, or controlled by?
What?
Is freaking ads. Ads are on everything,
that
guys.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode, is the ads, because it's exactly right. My second favorite scene was when he was in bed with Sharon, and he's looking at the news, which we're watching, and then all of a sudden a little slideshow pops up, and he presses it, goes, up.
Oh, they got me again.
They got me.
That was a good one.
The ad got me, Sharon. The ad got me. And I never looked at it like that. Like, it gets me. I always think I'm the only one. And then when they showed that, I was like, oh, everyone else gets sucked into those slideshows? The slideshows on the internet are huge now.
Well, you know why? Because every click is another ad. You get money for the click. So if they can load their page 10 times instead of just having a gallery and not have it all on one page, they get 10 times the ad revenue.
Right. Also, there's no original content going on the internet anymore.
That's what they were covering.
So it's just all the same. It's the same pictures. Like, someone can Google those pictures and make one of those lists in about 2 minutes.
BuzzFeed.
That's not a bad idea. What did you say?
BuzzFeed. There's tons of money in it. And that's why I think it's great that Jimmy is the person who can see through
all the
bullcrap.
I need to know everyone's opinion on the top 10 Kim Kardashian pictures. And that's why I do my due diligence.
Due diligence. Right. Exactly.
Hideous.
It's because I haven't left AOL because I'm waiting for them to make the comeback, and then I'm going to be cool. Because now I'm just like, oh, you're still AOL, you poor thing. I'm like, I haven't left.
You have a MySpace too?
It's working.
Like,
whoa,
literally
whoa,
at AOL.com. I didn't even know they still have that.
I have a couple email addresses. That's the one I give to the really, really people who don't care, the older people.
The door's right there.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. No, I mean, and then I have my own personal one, and, you know, Rachel at loveyourwildlife.com. Like, I have the cool one. But I still with the AOL because when I check in, like right when I go AOL, boom,
If Jimmy was here, he'd be saying ad.
He's gonna,
as
right.
you discuss AOL.
I know,
right, now.
Right ad.
You're
I
like,
know,
this isn't
ad,
the news. Ad, this ad, is an right, ad right now
ad.
For AOL.
But, I mean, right away, but I'm saying a good and a bad thing. Like, I'm so used to what they give me right away that sometimes I'm checking my email, but I completely forgot to check my email. Like, I will have been on the computer for an hour, and I went, why am I here? Because at the very front of AOL, find out why broccoli could kill you. And I'm like, my email's more important. Oh, but I love broccoli, and I thought broccoli was really good. Let me just quick find out. Let me just quick find out why it's going to kill me. I gotta know.
I mean, there's 800 articles of how like email is one of the biggest time wasters in modern day workplace.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, I'm working on email.
Okay.
Yeah, but what are you actually doing? I need you to like build this moat over here. I don't know.
Is that right? I mean, because I don't
Let's
know.
Let's look like, it up. You got a phone right now.
Do people?
Well, biggest time waster in the workplace.
Is it going to be a slideshow of the 10 biggest time wasters? And
yeah,
then
we'll
that'll
have to go
one?
Through 10 of them, and then we'll get to the top one.
I thought Facebook was up there somewhere too.
I'd have to say though, there is a psychological.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you can't cite Facebook as like a reason. Like, hey, what are you doing? I'm on Facebook. You would never say that in a job.
Can't.
But if you say I'm doing emails,
I was like,
oh, okay,
right.
It's
then
hard
it's
for
okay.
me because I find myself communicating people less with emails now and more on Facebook because they're always on it.
That's
I
right.
can go on email and I can be like, I'm going to probably get told back in like 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
I can message them on Facebook. Bitch, you seen that shit.
Right, and you know
I know you've seen that.
Scene.
You better be texting me or emailing
it's,
me right
it's,
now.
It's the worst because when I check my Facebook messages and I look, I said, oh, I can't click on it and read it because it will say seen. And then they'll know that I didn't get back to them.
It'll be flagged.
And it'll be right. And I was like, I can't. So I'm looking at, like, the first sentence. Is it important enough for me to have them know I read it?
Well, we're also accustomed to our favorite websites. When I open my internet, I don't even think I'm opening 6 sites that I always look at every day.
All right. Yeah. Do we want to go to 10 worst time wasters at work from InsideTech.com?
Wait,
well,
10 worst time wasters?
Don't click on that. That'll say to Excel.
Yeah, right,
then the X will be another ad.
That got me, Sharon.
We should have gone to allbusiness.com, which was only 6. All right.
Okay, so wait. Before you look at it, let's all guess what yours is. So you think it's email, obviously.
I think it's email.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm going to say Facebook, social media.
Facebook, okay.
Taking a dump.
That's wasting time?
People get paid to take dumps, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not in the corporate world, so I would say...
I have a friend who literally waits.
I say texting.
He will not go at work. Because,
no.
He'll not go at home because he's like, why would I do it for free when I can go to work and get paid to take a dump?
That's hysterical. Okay, what do we got?
First off, they messed up. They started with number one first, so they already messed
up. Oh, no. Why would they do that?
How are they going to get their ads?
That they can get another click out of us by having like an intro.
All right, instant messaging number one.
I was right. What did I say? I said texting. That counts. I get something.
Oh, shit. We got an ad.
Oh, right away? Let me see. Really?
Already.
So you
I didn't even click anything.
So you can't even finish reading it? You have one reward available. Oh, no. And if I say okay, now it goes there.
Congratulations. You're today's lucky contender.
No, today is your lucky day. It says right here.
I just probably signed you up for like 20 newsletters.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Oh, well, your iPhone was randomly selected as today's lucky mobile device.
Congratulations!
I am so excited for you.
It's not even like a new website. It's literally a pop up on the phone, as if it says, "Hey, you need to update this or something like that."
Right?
Let's show.
It's one of those.
This is literally
like a push
what it says. Yeah.
Well, you can't get.
There's nothing you can do. You have to press it to move on. Right?
Yeah.
There's also the blank slate thing where you know how if you walk through a door you forget what you're doing?
Yeah.
The same thing happens now when you open up a new tab in a browser. You can have something that like you read an email and like you need to work on
and
something.
And it just disappears?
And you'll open up a new browser or window to search for it and you completely forget what you're doing. And thanks to Google, you have your top 8 visited sites right there, like, ooh, what's this? So you go right from knowing exactly what you're gonna do to having 8 options of what you can do.
This is why.
This is why self-control comes in.
No, well, self-control, but also this is why Adderall has gone up. That company that makes Adderall, it has literally gone, I mean, whoever makes the stuff, they can't make it fast enough. They're out of it, from what I've read, from what I've heard, from what people have told me.
I sell
Rachel
it.
Rachel can't get none anywhere.
All right. It ain't happening today. I can't focus.
Follow Christy Reports and we'll tell you the location of where to buy it.
There you go.
We have a sale going on.
Right, exactly. No, but it's just...
Adderall is apparently the esports steroids. A lot of the people who play like League of Legends and things professionally for lots of money, they're all on Adderall or Ritalin.
Yeah, so are all the Major League Baseball pitchers.
Okay, so
it's a worldwide, not worldwide.
Yeah, I would say almost worldwide. Like, do you call it drug? It is a drug,
it is
right?
A drug.
It's a drug. So Do we make Adderall because our society is becoming so ADD because the ad things as well? Or, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I'm trying to figure out. Like, the drug came out because we can't focus, or Adderall we couldn't focus until the drug came out.
Adderall became popular because parents stopped learning how to be parents.
Exactly.
Because parents don't realize that kids are supposed to be hyperactive and hard to deal with. And instead of just dealing with that and working with them and forcing them or grounding them if they don't do their work, they're like, hey, this will help you focus. Swallow it down. Woo! And then it begins to build habits.
Maybe the quick fix.
And then people awesome need part. It or they can't focus.
Yeah.
Everyone's so worried about peanuts and peanut damn allergies. We can't have peanuts anywhere. Well, there's a study that came out recently
says... Oh, my gosh. You're the one wasting time at work.
He's reading all the stuff on
the one looking at top 10... This is awesome.
I do a lot of stupid driving, so I listen to
stuff. No, but it's great that you remember all of it.
Phil's the liberal arts student that likes to trust studies done with 10 people.
Ah, I love
no,
it.
No, but here's the thing, right?
Tell us about the penis.
Because there's various things that I look to that confirm my own beliefs, because I don't need surveys. There's common sense that I apply to most things. People ask me, how do you know this? I'm like, well, common sense.
Yeah.
So there was literally a study that came out that said, if you don't give kids peanuts before the age of 6, they will develop a peanut fucking allergy.
Oh, come on.
Yes!
And you don't give it to them before they're 6?
So we're basically worried about giving allergies to, you know, because people got peanut allergies, and so by taking so many damn peanuts away from airplanes and this and that, now we're developing peanut allergies on kids because there's no peanuts anywhere.
Because they took away the peanuts.
Oh, that's hysterical. So that's kind of like, that's what I'm saying. It's like chasing your tail.
I think it's...
How do you, like...
Just give the kid a damn peanut.
Give him a
stop worrying about damn peanuts everywhere. That's the solution.
No, I think this is a personal journey for yourself. I think there's a peanut allergy in your family, maybe?
There's a peanut for you somewhere.
You can tell us. It's a safe place.
Phil really liked the Peanuts movie, though, so I don't know.
Actually, I think Charlie Brown, it's one of those, anyway.
We are in a world where things are reported more if they're misinformation. The whole autistic caused by vaccinations thing. It's reported on, people follow it, but there's literally only one falsified study that proves it.
I don't know what to believe anymore, and I love it.
Because of the ads.
Because you can't
focus and you can't research without finding 10 other
things. Kylie Jenner is an ad, right?
And Jenner, yeah.
We have a host who took the butt cream, applied it for a month, and her butt got smaller, not bigger. Which is what the cream proposes.
Wait,
that your butt gets bigger.
Is this really true?
Absolutely
true.
Did
this just come out?
Well, it's one of my hosts. Yeah, she put it on her blog, and
I like how you read.
Are you
blog.
Serious?
That the Kardashians?
No,
are
it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
But Kylie was like, "You want to know why my butt's so big? It's because of this damn cream."
No.
So me and Rachel were talking before the show. And
Kylie is an ad.
The conversation was, "Is PC Principle an ad?" And what we've kind of come to conclusion is, as Lindsay is the ad...
Leslie.
God damn it, Leslie! Stop talking while I'm talking! Yeah. It makes sense, because Leslie's the one always interrupting whatever PC Principle is saying.
Yep.
And the picture at the end, every aspect of Leslie's life is an ad. And the scary self-realization that I had was that this is what our kids are becoming. And this is what the world is moving towards. Everyone on Instagram, and there was a, I think her name was Liana, is a famous Instagram model. When she was 15, she was doing Instagram modeling, one of the first famous people. And she recently went back to her photos and re-edited them. This went viral, it was advertising, and now that she quit all her Instagram stuff, she's like doing some campaign trying to get money from people because, well, yeah, you gotta get money from somewhere, and if you can't just do ads, which she was doing, she can't. But
she was being paid $5,000 to $10,000 per post.
What
so,
is she stuck?
This is a 15-year-old girl.
Self-righteous.
Yeah, this
oh,
is
really?
A 15-year-old girl who had a really basically model body.
Yeah.
Looked great, very attractive, and she goes through a post and she's telling people, it's like, you see this picture of me wearing this dress? Yeah, I don't wear clothes like this. They gave me $15,000 to post a picture of me wearing this dress.
Oh, so she got fired?
Yeah. Well,
no,
she
quit.
Doesn't get
she kind
that
of,
sponsored content
she,
anymore.
Oh, okay.
Well, you put somebody who's that age in a position where they're making all this money off
I was just going
to
say.
They're selling their image.
They're going to be...
She had a nervous breakdown and quit all social media. Because
Did she
could,
really?
Yeah, she couldn't deal with it.
Wow.
Because
it's
literally,
a lot
that's
of
a very
pressure.
Rare case.
You
every,
a lot of
pressure
posting
how
the bikini
all
photos.
The time.
It's like super hard.
But she's the first person to come out and talk about her experiences with it because you're not supposed to really say if you're posting something for a company. Like these, like, water bottle things, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
These companies are asking teenagers to post it because they're turning teenagers into ads.
That's and that was a great scene, too, is when the Geico guy comes and says, we're willing to pay you this amount of money. And I thought, this is all really funny, but it's so true.
Well, you have campus ambassadors, and then you have, out of the campus ambassadors, they have their 100 minions. Yeah, this is a whole thing.
So crazy.
It used to be that celebrities were the ones that got sponsorships. So let's say Kobe Bryant can wear a Nike hat and things like that.
Yeah, it's a campaign. You have a campaign.
The problem is now that it's so intrusive and consumerism is so intrusive into our personal lives on a high school, middle school, elementary school level, the ad campaigners have actually basically found the popular kids in every community school and reached out and said, hey, we'll pay you money if you was the popular kid.
I could have made money being popular?
Well, not before, not pre-social media.
Not pre-social media. But now with social media.
The waste that was.
I know, right?
Because before it was, oh, I want to be that popular kid. What can I look at? And they had their own style. But now it's, I want to be that popular kid.
So I can.
They're getting paid by all these other people for being the popular kid. So now kids look at them and they're buying the same clothing. That's why we see it's so trendy. And you've said it, Phil, too. The people who are, they're most trying to get ads to are the younger female demographic. Correct?
And we're going to be wiped away as a civilization. And
Right.
We are.
And someone's going to... How many profiles, like, how many selfies will be, like, when the big bomb hits, how many selfies will be, like... I mean, for the people that survive.
Right.
Like me.
Well, it's funny,
because this is, like, bomb-proof. This is why I'm wearing it.
People always say, like, you're trying to build exposure. You're trying to build exposure. Your exposure is literally just the level of... It's the price at which you can sell yourself. That's what exposure is.
Whoa, whoa, that's a big one. That's a big one. Exposure is, say it again.
The price at which you can sell yourself.
I like that.
The amount of exposure.
That's what you got to write down. That's some good.
But yeah, somebody with 1,000 followers will not get paid as much for posting something as somebody with 1,000,000 followers. It's all just exposure, but you're getting paid based on your exposure.
But
now,
you know what's so weird is everybody love. It's weird how many narcissists are in the world. We all have that. I mean, everybody has an ego, so it's all in us. But with the periscoping and the blabbing, it's like watching people have their own reality show. That should never.
I want to vomit.
No, it's so.
I have no offense to this. We have. There's a girl near and dear, and she's like one of the top periscopers in the world, and I love her to death.
Really?
But I want to vomit every time.
Near and dear? What do you mean? Like, just somebody you know?
Yeah.
Is that near or dear? Is
both.
She nearby?
Was over.
Good friend.
Well,
yeah,
it's not Christy.
She doesn't mean Meerkat.
Okay, Meerkat and Periscope. So, what annoys you about it? Because this is sort of the same thing.
Because we could literally be doing this show. You could be talking to Phil.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, yeah, we're on AfterBuzz TV right now. We're talking about this. Like, by the way,
guys, don't
say any sensitive information because I'm streaming our entire conversation to the world. Oh. Yeah, so you know my password on my emails, blah, blah, blah. Like,
so you don't like it. You don't like Periscope.
I just think there's a time and a place, and when you're coming to a workplace, that's not the time. Because what if somebody overhears something?
But
there's sensitive information.
That's very true. But at the same time,
I go beyond that.
Yeah.
Who the hell cares about your damn life?
I'll tell you what. A lot of people care because it's turned into a voyeuristic society where everyone's just looking at what everyone else is doing. I didn't understand Instagram. I still don't. Because at least Facebook, if we become Facebook friends, I can put up something funny, a funny article, a video. I get more knowledge from Facebook, whereas Instagram is literally just looking at people's photos. And I thought, I don't want to look at, you know, and some of them are very talented, but Facebook has information, whereas Instagram is just pictures. And I'm not so interested in just, you know, hey, I'll sit down with you over coffee and show me your photo book. But every day, looking at a bunch of, and most of them, it's just, whereas Facebook has more substance. But somehow Instagram is more popular than Facebook.
A lot of ads now are subliminal. They're just multiple people post about the same thing, so you're bound to see it and you're bound to wonder what it is. I think the most liminal form of subliminal, the iPhone, is what Phil's showing. The most obvious form of subliminal and how well this works is look at Justin Bieber when he released What Do You Mean?
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to other celebrities to just hold up a piece of paper that had What Do You Mean written on it.
Mm-hmm.
And leading up to the music video, about a month beforehand, you got Mark Wahlberg, you got Matt Damon, you got other people who look like Mark Wahlberg, Billy, and Matt Damon.
Yeah.
You got all the other celebrities.
Summer Rae.
Probably not Selena Gomez. I don't think they're on good terms still.
Right.
But you got all these people just with a picture and a piece of freaking paper that says, What Do You Mean? And you're going to look at that and you're like, what is this? And you're going to look at it once, twice, and be like, I don't care about this. What is that? I don't care. But by like
what
the sixth
mean?
Or seventh person,
yeah,
you're like, what is this? And as all his fans are
no,
doing
what do you mean?
You're flooding.
That was good.
You're flooding where everyone was looking at something with one image, and they're bound to look it up, and they're bound to be like,
so
oh,
he
what
didn't
is
have
this?
It. So it's not an ad. It was a really, really creative idea to get everybody involved so that there's more hype for the video when it comes out.
It's
right?
Just like this right here.
The Wildlife Dogs, 10:30 a.m. on ABC every Saturday.
Everyone else wear one too.
Right, but if I made everybody else, well, no, I would just say, hey, take your most fun picture with this coat on and selfie it, and then send it to me, and the one that has the most creative picture with the wildlife dogs gets to meet the host.
No, you'll repost it, get followers.
What is it? There's two African white rhinos left in captivity? One or two? Or
the final black one was? The black rhino is completely extinct. It no longer exists on this planet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But there's
people.
White rhinos, correct? I'm not up to date.
Now, I'm not covering racism in this. This is like, now it's weird. Now it's
well
weird.
Played. No, but it's like, okay, you know that rhino is going to get a lot of exposure.
No, absolutely right. And white rhino, they're endangered.
Everyone's going to be taking a picture of that rhino. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take the Wildlife Docs logo and I'll tattoo it onto that fucking rhino. Because everyone who takes that picture and Instagram it, now they're representing your show. That's what today's day and age is.
That's
my God, people are looking at this person. Let's staple a big fat product right on them so everyone's seeing it.
Here's the problem with all of this. I don't know. See, I always go to Matt and Trey for the solution.
We still have
an episode or however many to solve this.
I like that it's continued.
It is. It's good.
To be continued.
I mean, this whole season has been just the way it's kind of built, and I don't think they had an arc. I don't think, you know, I don't think they've known anything from the get-go, but the way they've built it.
This episode in particular was so brilliant just because there were so many. I watched it three times because there were so many jokes that just went, you know what I mean? You look down and there's something happening, and it's just, they're really addressing so many things.
We were missing a song, though. I really want another NWA song.
Safe Space.
God,
like, when
you're
played Fuck the Police in last episode.
Oh, my gosh. No, because they're actually really good writers as far as music. Like, the songs are really good. But I loved that the fraternity thing, like, just try to explain to people how much that kind of stuff bugs me. Like, men who are like, bro, no, dude. They nailed it, like, so much that it's like...
Crushing puss, bro.
Yeah, right, no, it's not about crushing puss.
It's like, yeah, bro, we can do that, and then we'll get so much puss. No, it's not about that.
Oh, and then Cartman. Oh, was that the episode before? Cartman got beat up. Got beat up. And
that was like the first episode of the season with PC Principal.
Oh my gosh. It's just so... But to your solution, like them having a solution, do they ever have a solution or do they just really allow us to be able to laugh because you want to cry so much when you watch the news?
I mean, when the Goobash came back in time, the solution was, let's build a better, you know...
Future.
Let's build a better future. Let's start now and then people won't have to come back. And I was like, this is gay. Why don't we all just fuck each other?
Yeah, but you know at the end of every episode there's a lesson. What was the lesson here? Well, I learned. Remember?
Well, that's what they've been avoiding the lesson.
Shut that down. Mm-hmm. And they pointed out today. It's like, I bet it was you, Broflowski. They wouldn't let Kyle speak. Kyle has always been the one. Was it Stan?
No, Kyle.
Kyle's always been the moral aspect. Mm-hmm. And it's so brilliant, and I talked about this two episodes back on the after show, is that...
That's because they don't want the Jewish agenda on the American people anymore.
you really think?
No, I don't know.
It's because...
Oh, they'll keep going with that. They'll still have fun with
that. Kyle's always been common sense at the end of every episode.
Yep.
When you're dealing with politically correctness, there is no common sense. They don't want to hear common sense because it counteracts what they're saying. So they can't have Kyle talk because they want to be politically correct. They can't deal with reality. You have Kyle being reality
but
in
Kyle
the sense.
Kyle never really has a... I mean, there's lesson, but it's never really like a solving to a problem. I mean, really? Unless, you know, I learned we should all come together and love each other. You know, like the general ones. But, I mean, I think they have
to... I think the lesson today is that we should all be good. I think good people are good. Hey, bro, that's a microaggression about people who can't be good because they're cultural standings.
That's it.
I mean, you can find microaggressions in everything. And we start catering to people who are obsessed.
What the hell is a microaggression?
I love something that's made up.
It's so my new word, and I want to use it as much as I can.
Imagine.
Because people are going to know what you're saying anyway. So
and I'm
going to
sound really
correctly. Yeah.
Rachel, here. This would be
amazing. I'm going to say with glasses on.
If you were standing up, right?
Hold on. I feel like there's a microaggression coming up.
Yeah. If you were standing up, and as you were sitting down, I said to push your chair in for you.
Yeah.
That's a microaggression.
Because
to me, I'm doing you a favor. I'm pushing you in because you're a wheel. To you, I'm a misogynistic asshole who's a cis male who's trying to show my dominance by pushing in a chair, which you can do yourself.
You can buy me a drink and be as microaggression as you want. You can be a microaggressive all night until, you know, but What's a macroaggression? What's like a big aggression? If that's a little one,
I think that's just called
being. You don't want me to go there.
Okay, yeah, that's basically But they don't call it macroaggression.
Yeah, that shouldn't be done on camera. Yeah. I think we've kind of exhausted this episode. When can we watch Wildlife Docs on ABC?
It's so weird that you asked that. Wildlife Docs.
I hear 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. on Saturday. Sometimes we get pushed to Sundays because of football. But it's usually 10:30 or 11:00. It's in a whole weekend of adventure
shows. How dare
shows.
They?
I know.
A big bowl of Lucky Charms.
That's
sit
right.
your ass on the couch and watch the wildlife.
That's right. And I will
ABC.
Be in Grand Rapids, Michigan tomorrow at a parade, the Santa Parade. I'll be wearing this metallic bomb-free joke. It's bomb-proof.
It might actually, you know, keep you cold and stuff.
I'll be the only one that survives.
Super warm right
but
now.
I will have the best selfie when the end of the world happens.
Just make sure your logo's in there, you know, because you want to get paid.
The people are screaming, hold on, do that again! Do that, no, that one.
Where can everyone find you on Twitter if they want to keep in touch and tweet at you how oppressed they are from what you said?
Right. Right now, I'll totally Periscope all night for you. RachelReenstra.com, RachelReenstra.com, R-E-E-N-S-T-R-A, Rachel, or LoveYourWildlife.com. I don't think we need to even say .com anymore. I think we should go like.
Well, there's new
DC.
Ones now. There's like, there's yeah, there's weird ones.
Sounds crazy. WTF?
You got a little
Mr. Wildlife. WTF?
Mr. Stotch talking about the newspaper. There's no links I have to click.
Yes, exactly.
Christy, where can we find you on Twitter?
Hit me up at Christy Report.
And Phil Svitek.
What do you report on?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. Mostly reality TV.
Mostly
the
Bella.
Really good, important stuff. And the Bella.
You are an ad for Bella. You got the Bella bracelet.
Right.
You got the Bella shirt. You got the bracelet again.
Sponsored content, Bella Army style.
I hope you get something.
There you go.
I'm just in a parade. I'm not getting anything for this.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, StephenLemieux. We'll be back next week I don't think we're on next week, are we?
I think, yes, no, maybe
it's
so.
It's Thanksgiving.
I didn't look.
Well, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody works on Thanksgiving Eve.
I'm thinking
either way, we'll probably be back in either next week or 2 weeks for the next episodes. You can find Phil at Twitter at PDSvitek or at AfterBuzzTV, and we will see you guys then.
Yeah.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.